Incumbent Rodrigo Galler and newcomer Carly Claussen have been voted in as Ward 2 city councillors. Galler will be entering his second term after being elected in 2018. It's a relief to see that constituents have appreciated the work I've been putting in, and have given me a mandate for another term. I really appreciate that, he said. Moving forward, the top priority for Galler is addressing the homelessness and housing crisis, as well as getting the new zoning bylaw approved to open up restrictive covenants that prevent more housing from being made available. In addition, he said he plans on bringing more low-income, social housing to Guelph. But connectivity is also a concern. In his first term, he realized how disconnected most residents are from local politics, and he's looking to change that. There are many members of our community who are not online, many seniors over 80 that I've talked to in the last couple of months, that are completely cut off from the flow of information. So I'm looking to see how we can best reconnect with our community, he said, adding that he's also really excited to work with new councillors. I'm hoping City Council can work better together in this term. For instance, he said, by cutting down on some of those 12-hour council meetings, so they're not so long. Before being elected in 2018, Galler worked as a community engagement coordinator at the City of Guelph. Currently, he sits as the chair for the Corporate Services Committee and represents Guelph on the boards of directors of Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health and the Downtown BIA. Claussen was not immediately available for comment. This will be her first time on City Council. She owns the Sage Soap Company and has lived in Guelph for 21 years. She handily beat third-place finisher Rob Osburn by almost 2,000 votes. Ward 2 results. Rodrigo Galler, 3,498 votes. Carly Claussen, 3,105 votes. Rob Osburn, 1,146 votes. Raymond Sartor, 1,090 votes. Ray Ferraro, 1,081 votes. Elia Morrison, 757 votes. Morgan Dandy, 564 votes. Billy Cottrell, 169 votes.